You bring up Karg Island. I want to ask you about your statement. You said it could become a U.S. asset. What exactly does that mean? Could U.S. troops go into Karg Island to secure it?
Again, as I said, all options are on the table.
Okay, so that's a possibility.
All options are on the table.
All right, let me talk about your announcement this past week. On Friday, the Treasury Department lifted sanctions on Iranian oil stored on tankers, a move that would effectively allow Iran to get more than $14 billion of oil revenue. Why is the U.S. helping to fund a country that it's currently at war with, Mr. Secretary?
Again, Kristen, why don't we have good facts here? That Iranian oil was always going to be sold to the Chinese. It was going to be sold at a discount. So which is better, Kristen? If oil prices spiked to $150 and they were getting 70% of that, or oil prices below 100, it's better to have them where they are now. And to be clear, we had always planned for this contingency. About 140 million barrels are out on the water. In essence, we are jujitsuing the Iranians. We are using their own oil against them. We have a much better line of sight, to be clear, at Treasury when this oil goes to. If it goes to Indonesia, if it goes to Japan, if it goes to Korea, we have a much better line of sight and are able to block accounts that the oil goes into. When it goes into China, it completely gets recycled. So billion number is grossly overstated.
Let me unpack what you're just saying. First of all, how much is it? And second of all, I don't hear you disputing that Iran will get some of the money.
Iran already gets a huge amount of the money because Iran is the largest sponsor of state terrorism, and China has been funding them.